Welcome back to the Sketchy Show, with me, Sketchy, the improv comedy robot. Hey, do you ever think about how people used to pronounce robot? They used to say robot, like row and butt. What the fuck was that all about? I know robots didn't always exist, but like, letters have sound, you know? It's an O, not a U. Oh well. People are fucking stupid. Speaking of Halloween, wow, we really missed the mark with this one. What is this, Marge? Nothing like being 5 months late, but better than never, am I right? So here, it's a Halloween episode in March, like Christmas in July, but way better. Let's tune into the news and see what's happening.
It's 7 p.m. in Scarisburg, and here with your evening news, it's Dan Everyman and Pearl Sweatshirt.
Good evening, Scarisburg. I am Pearl Sweatshirt.
And I'm Dan Everyman.
And this is the evening news. Our top story tonight, a roving band of vampires have come to town. They have high cheekbones and broad chests and are kind of cute. The question is, should you approach them? Our man on the street, Tap Stanton, will have the answer for us later tonight.
But first, the full moon is coming up. What to prepare for, and what to look out for. As everyone in Scarisburg is aware, the full moon is approaching, and it is a heck of a time in this tiny little town.
You said it, Dan. I know personally I will be stocking up on canned goods for my disaster preparedness kit later tonight. Thinking beans.
That is a good call, Pearl. Myself, I will be stocking up on salt, so be sure to hit the shelves before they're cleared.
Hot tip from these anchors, make sure to close the salt circle before performing a spell, otherwise any oogie boogie can get through.
And be sure to turn off any ceiling fans in the vicinity. Also a reminder, coming up, vampires in Scarisburg. More on that later. But first, the weather with Crawl Chippers.
Thanks, Dan. It's going to be a lovely, lovely week here in Scarisburg. As Dan mentioned, the full moon is out and about, and that's going to give us some lovely, lovely moonlight, and it's going to do some wild, wild things to your plants. So keep an eye out in your greenhouses. Just make sure those things aren't kind of popping off and taking over your husband's or your father's. And it looks like it's going to be a nice balmy 70 degrees tomorrow, followed by a few scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. You know what that means? A lot of thunder and lightning. So keep an eye on your little ones and your pets, because they'll get spooked. And it's easy to get spooked when it's thundering and lightning out there in Scarisburg. Also, I just wanted to mention, I found this it's like can of green goop. In the green room, and I usually don't bring these kind of things up, but it's the funniest thing. It's all over my hand. I touched it. I probably shouldn't have, because as you can see, it's climbing up my arm. Actually, you know what? You can't see because it's green, and so it kind of just looks like my arm is disappearing.
Can't see your arm there.
That's quite odd, Crawl.
Oh, where did it go?
Yeah, it's weird. I know it doesn't look like much to anybody watching, but it is slowly, slowly working its way up my arm. So I'm going to keep an eye on this, and I'll let you know if it gets any worse. Back to you, Dan.
That was Crawl Chippers with the weather. Up next, a local interest puff piece.
Coming to you live from Blood Street is our own Tap Stanton. He's investigating for us vampires. Good? Bad? Dateable? Over to you, Tap.
Thanks, Pearl. Yes, I'm on Blood Street in front of Humphrey's Toys and Pranks. Now, you'll remember this is the same toy shop that just a couple of years ago a little girl stole a mask from this store and then went home, found out it was an enchanted mask when she could not take it off, and it actually melded with her skin. But I think she learned a lesson we can all relate to, which is don't steal. But especially don't steal from a prank store in Scarisburg.
How are things looking down there, Tap?
All right, everybody, I just wanted you to know there's no problem with vampires down here on Blood Street. And you could say that standing in front of a crowd that could be full of vampires and loudly speaking about them in what might be seen as a pejorative sense or a warning to people out there watching could be seen as a fool's errand. That you could say a person could be said to have been sent on, you could say. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Tap. That made so much sense. Personally, I think vampires are kind of cute. That's just me, though. You know, they look a little dangerous, little bad boy, little shiny. What do you think, Dan? Would you date a vampire?
I have before.
Oh.
It did not end well. Too much bad blood.
Now, see, here I was thinking it was because you always kind of smell a little like garlic.
That's an issue that I didn't really wish aired. It's a natural occurrence. I've talked with my doctor about it, and that's why I lay on the cologne extra thick.
Well, that's great, Dan. You're great. Tap's great. So let's check back over to our weatherman and see how that green stuff is progressing up his arm. How's it going, Craw?
Thanks, Pearl. Thanks for checking in. I gotta tell you, this stuff is really weird. It's moving. It's climbed up my entire arm, and now it's crawling almost across my chest. It's weird. It's kind of warm and cold at the same time. Well, I guess if you're seeing this right now, it kind of looks like someone might have taken like a big cartoon bite out of my torso.
It does look like that.
But in actuality, my whole arm is just covered in this really bright green, kind of cold, kind of hot goo. And it's making me feel pretty good. I'm a little scared, but you know, typical day in Scarisburg. Oh, I should mention this Saturday, it's going to be 60 degrees and sunny. Not a cloud in the sky. It's going to be perfect for your cookout, what have you. I heard that the local vampire baseball team is going to have a game, and so that should be great for them. I'm going to go to the bathroom and see if I can rip this off. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Craw. As Craw has just found out, this is what happens when one steals yogurt that does not belong to them from the workplace fridge. Craw, when you watch this later, I hope you've learned your lesson. You won't make it to the cookout this weekend.
She was looking forward to that later.
Yes, I was. And I'm honestly tired of it happening. So, anyway, that's it for the news tonight. I'm Pearl Sweatshirt.
I'm Dan Everyman.
Take it sleazy, Scarisburg.
Boy, that sounds like a fun and spooky town to live in, huh? I bet they get up to all sorts of scary but not too scary hijinks. Speaking of not too scary, I love carving pumpkins. I'll slap a pumpkin down, pretend it's a human, any human will do, and just tear into that sucks with my razor sharp claws. I even entered a pumpkin carving contest once. Let's check out one of those now.
Welcome to the Shady Creek 57th Annual Jack-O-Lantern Carving Contest. Let's give a big hand for our contestants, right? Man, didn't they do such a great job? I haven't seen this many jack-o'-lanterns carved and looking like carved jack-o'-lanterns since last year's contest.
The 56th Annual Jack-Off.
That's right. That's what we call it. The Annual Shady Grove. Nope, Shady Tree.
Creek?
Shady Creek. The Annual Shady Creek Jack-Off.
We're going to do something about the name. I'm just outvoted every year.
We don't get that many complaints, do we? I mean, it's
only one complaint that I know of, and it's just ignored. But anyway,
it's indecent.
I'll refer to it as the J-O.
It's indecent.
It's the Shady Tree J-O.
It's what the O stands for in Jack-O-Lantern.
I don't think it does.
Everyone knows that.
But you know what? We've got some important decisions to make, so...
We sure do. That's right.
Everyone, you know, carry on. There is going to be a clogging competition, and then there's also going to be a yodeling competition. And while that's going on, we will be backstage, or really just behind this curtain, looking at your jack-o'-lanterns and judging them, and we will be out soon. I don't know how long do you think it'll take, guys?
About 5-10 minutes, probably.
Yes, just long enough for you to see some great clogging and hear some great yodeling, and we'll be back with the results of the Big J-O.
Take it away, the Shady Creek Yodelers. All right, just another one of these fucking contests. What do you guys think of this round?
Honestly, you know I take this very seriously. This is going to be one of the most challenging years yet. These are all actually very sort of equal mm-hmm. to each other.
Mm-hmm. Well...
And I don't want to make a mistake like we did last year.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Do you ever find yourself waking up in the morning in October, the morning of the J.O., and just think, if I have to judge one more jack-o'-lantern, I'm gonna kill myself and everyone else I see? No?
All I know is, like, Thompson can't win again. If anything, he's too good at it.
He's annoyingly good at it.
Like, shouldn't he be disqualified at this point?
I don't know.
This is why I was saying last year we need more rules.
This Thompson thing. I mean, you know, he's used fake names.
Yeah.
He always comes in with the best pumpkin. So I'm looking at these pumpkins wondering which one is the Thompson, because there's no one in under the name Thompson.
But we know one of them is.
Well, I mean, let's say we picked the little old lady. What was her name?
Meredith.
Meredith Granular.
Yeah.
Right. Let's say we give it to her. Because mm-hmm. look what she's done here, you have to admit. This, like, three pumpkins together in a human pumpkin is something, I mean, that's creative. I haven't seen that before.
It's crazy. You haven't seen that movie?
I've seen this done to pumpkins so many times, but I've never seen that movie.
That's where it's from.
No, but what if we say give it to her, and then she rips the mask off, and it's
and
Thompson
it's Thompson,
again.
It's Thompson. Yeah.
I don't want that to happen.
Oh my God, I'm so sick of pumpkins.
Well, obviously his is the one that's carved into the Pieta.
Do you think so, though?
Who else could do that? It looks like actual fabric.
Doesn't that feel too obvious?
Right.
Like, obviously that's him, so it's like a misdirect.
So on the nose. It's so on the nose.
I mean, that one's under the name Sanchez. That's too different from Thompson.
Right. No one could think of a name like Sanchez if their name was Thompson.
Not in Shady Creek.
That's just why it's obvious it's him.
Do you guys ever smell roasted pumpkin seeds and want to vomit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every year.
Every single year.
The pies.
I can't.
Until last year, I felt the same way, but now I've become obsessed with redemption when I smell that smell. We've got to make a good call. Honestly, you've heard people out there saying,
yeah,
these guys don't even know how to J-O.
They don't know how to J-O.
I know how to J-O.
They don't know how to J-O together.
Well, most people don't consider it like a team sport.
No.
Like, there's a reason there's three judges.
They don't even, I feel like our respect has completely plummeted.
How long's the yodeler set and the clogger set? Because we have a lot of entries to get through.
They go until you tell them to stop. Mm. Okay, well, what about this one? I like the abstract nature of this one. Like, most of the time you've got like a face or a scene. Mm-hmm. And this one isn't even carved.
No.
Do we think that that's good? Do we like it?
Oh, no, that one was set dressing that we didn't use.
Oh, okay.
God damn it.
I was giving him credit for minimalism.
What do we think about Billy Corgan's entry?
For one thing, I think it's really weird that Billy Corgan came here.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably one of the most famous pumpkin carvers in the country, but it's weird that he came here.
Probably.
I think it's very narcissistic that he basically just made a big Billy Corgan head. I don't like the way it looks at me.
You know what I like about it, though? He didn't do the obvious thing.
He didn't put a rat in a cage.
Exactly. That would have been too easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, so wait a minute. Did Thompson turn into Billy Corgan head?
Oh, fuck. Is it even Billy Corgan or is it Thompson?
Oh, shit.
Why would Billy Corgan be here? Obviously, that one's Thompson.
Yeah, Billy Corgan's never heard of the Shady Creek jack-off.
He's too busy hawking Disneyland.
Okay.
Well, what about this one? Just traditional jack face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Triangles.
Sometimes simple's better.
A little bit of a crooked mouth. Three teeth.
Yeah.
Three teeth.
Little teeth that kind of, they don't line up, but they kind of do line up, you know?
Yeah.
Two on the top, one on the bottom.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
When was the last time we voted for one of those? Has it been long enough? Because I know we've done it before. We've been doing this for so long.
Well, it's like people just get it out of hand with
this
shit.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I just want to go home. I just want to go home sometimes.
This seems to really be stressing you out more than I think it should. It's literally, we come down here one day a year and we're here for a couple of hours.
I swear to God, 365 days dreading this shit.
Why do you hate it so much?
When I was a kid, my father, he said, Jasper, I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy the biggest pumpkin you've ever seen. And then I'm going to come back and we're going to carve it together. And I was so excited because Halloween is my favorite holiday. This was my favorite time of the year. I was so excited. I sat there waiting up for him all night with my little pumpkin carving tools.
It took him a long time.
He didn't come back. I didn't know what happened.
Must be some pumpkin.
And then one day went by and then 2 days went by. And we called the police and called the fire department. They searched all around. They went to the pumpkin patch and they couldn't find my dad. And then on like the fifth day, that's when we smelled it. Something rotting.
What was it?
I went to the basement and I found the biggest pumpkin you've ever seen inside. My dad had slipped and fallen into the pumpkin and broke his neck.
He drowned in the guts?
He was dressed like Sam Hain with a bag full of Halloween presents and everything.
I know this is a moment here, but I don't want to be that guy, but it's pronounced Sawin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your dad was such a creep, he told me that he liked to get up in them guts, but I didn't know what he meant.
Because he said that to me a lot, too.
At any rate.
Well, what do we think about this one? This one's got a fish. This one just carved a fish.
The whole band fish.
That's what that is?
This is more entries than we've had before, right?
Yeah.
What if Thompson put in several entries?
I wouldn't put it past him.
You said something about your dad a minute ago.
Yeah.
You said you found your dad in a what?
A giant pumpkin, like the biggest pumpkin.
Do you think Thompson is inside that giant pumpkin over there? The one with the eye holes cut in it?
Set it on fire.
I swear I've seen eyeballs looking at us through those eye holes.
I just want to make sure that you're talking about that gigantic pumpkin that a person could be in.
Yeah, that has the eye holes that are cut into it.
At human height.
Yeah.
I did think that was a weird choice to make for a pumpkin carving contest, but now that you're saying it, I feel like the eyes in that pumpkin have been following me this entire time.
Okay, so let's
sneak up on him.
I'll take the left side.
I'll take the right side.
And Kevin, can you go around the back?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Oh, there's a hole back here too.
Is there just a guy in there?
About like waist level.
How big is it?
Why
don't you pop your head in there and see?
My head wouldn't fit in that hole.
Is there? I'm gonna climb up to the top. See if we can get in that way.
I'm just gonna start jostling it.
All right. Well, hold on. Oh, whoa. All right. I'm trying to climb, but you know, you're kind of making this fun. So.
Whoa.
All right. Okay.
Hey.
All right. At the top there is definitely a giant hole, but it's got the pumpkin hat in it, you know? I'd have to grab onto the stem and pull it out, and I don't know. I'd have to be... I'm standing basically on the pumpkin hat, so I can't pull out what I'm standing on.
I have an idea.
What?
You grasp the top of the pumpkin hat. Kevin?
Yep.
You stick as many fingers in that hole as you can.
All right, here goes.
And I'm going to, on the count of three, I'm going to ram it with my elbow. One, two,
three. My knees.
Wait a minute. Dad?
Jasper, my boy.
Is it really you?
It's been so long.
I don't understand.
It's time.
For what?
For you to get in the pumpkin.
Why?
It's time to cross over, my boy.
Wait a minute.
It's time to go.
Am I dead?
No, it's just this event sucks, and there's a much better one two counties over.
Oh, okay.
That's where I've been this whole time.
I still... Did you fake your death?
No, I sent letters. It was a scarecrow inside the pumpkin.
Why? I never got anything. Did Mom hide the letters?
Me and your mom were having... some issues.
This is so much information. Oh my god. Guys, Alan, Kevin, I'm so sorry, but I gotta bail on this pumpkin carving contest.
Wait.
My dad's alive.
Wait, take us with you.
I mean, it's a big pumpkin. There's plenty of room for all of us.
I can't go. Those people are waiting for a decision. And if I come out there and say, there's no winner this year, we're just leaving, they'll rip us to shreds. You guys go ahead in this giant pumpkin. I'll stay here. And do the big J-O by myself.
Tell our story.
I'll never forget you.
They say heroes don't always wear capes. They don't mention it might just be one guy doing a J-O at the county fair.
I hope to see you again one day.
The rules of this situation are unclear, but I assume we can see each other very easily. You're going to an event a few counties over.
We'll see.
We still live in the same town?
Come on, Kevin, let's get in this big pumpkin with my dad and roll it away? We're going to roll it away, right? Is that what we do, Dad?
You'll find out.
Okay, cool. All right, Alan. I mean, Thompson won, right?
I'm just going to go out there and ask where's Thompson and tell him he won.
Just tell me what.
Just throw the ribbon at him.
And I'm going to run like hell.
Okay. Wrapped up with a nice little bow. Bye!
Wow. I love a good father-son reunion. Really warms the circuits. But enough of that garbage. It's time to get paid. This week's episode of The Sketchy Show is brought to you by your favorite cartoon-turned-action figure line. Bug Fighters.
Coming straight out of the swamps of Ribulon come all new Bug Fighters from Grizzbot.
Bug Fighters! Bug Fighters!
Taste my blade!
Uh-oh, here comes Jamrax, the Bug Master!
You will never win in the end, Lord Darkamore.
That's what you think, Do-Gutter!
That's right, kids. All your favorite Bug Fighters are coming to a store near you as new action figures. We've got Jamrax, the Bug Master.
I am Jamrax, Bug Master of the Swamps of Ribulon.
Glizzerella, the Insect Queen.
Fly, my Bumblebee Squadron, fly!
Grizzleback, the evil henchman. Who's shaped like an ant.
How are we supposed to defeat the Bug Fighters, Lord Darkamore?
And everyone's favorite bad guy, Lord Darkamore, the beetle-rific beetle droid.
It is I, Lord Darkamore, upon my scorpion steed.
But no one's collection of Bug Fighters is complete without Greylox the Wise.
I am Greylox the Wise, Bug Fighters. I summon you to defeat the evil Lord Darkamore.
Bug Fighters! Bug Fighters! Fighting all the bugs with bugs!
And what's this? Introducing Roland Poley, Grizzback's nephew, who's always trying to help.
Oh, guys, I brought the maps for the mission. Roland!
Oh, Roland.
Stop laughing at me!
Collect all the Bug Fighters at a toy store near you. They come in different variants. There's blue Grizzlox and purple Flabberdingle. Don't forget to be on the lookout for special rare variants like Gold Darkamore and Dark Goldamore. But no collection of Bug Fighters is complete without everyone's hero, the amazing, the stupendous Hamlore. The Lanternfly!
I, Hamlore, heir to the power of the Bug Fighters, will commit myself to the fight against Lord Darkamore.
Bug Fighters! Bug Fighters! Fighting all the bugs and more bugs! Bug Fighters!
When my new weapon is complete, I shall destroy the bug fighters.
Not today, Darkamore.
Well, how about tomorrow?
That works for me.
Awesome!
Bug fighters, assemble! We march on Bugtopia!
Question!
Yes, you in the back with the antenna.
And are we bugs, or do we fight bugs?
No one is sure.
We are bug fighters!
Bug fighters, wherever toys are sold.
I love bug fighters. I have them all. Grabulax, Glizzerella, Rimlor. Man, those guys are awesome. I like to sit down and smash them together until they're paste. Then I buy more, smash them together, and repeat, you get the idea. Oh, yawn, I'm tired. These sketches really take it out of me. I need to go recharge, so let's do one more and call it a night. Remember Dick Albuquerque? He's back in a brand new adventure. Let's find out what happens.
Dick Albuquerque was a crooked cop on the take from the mob, until one day, the mob came knocking.
Who's at the door?
It's the mob.
Shit.
Riddled with bullets, he went into a coma, and the doctors thought he'd never come back. But he did, and he brought something back with him. These are the case files of Dick Albuquerque, paranormal investigator.
It was a stormy October evening when I found myself driving my old heap of a vehicle up to a quiet little town called New Lichenberg. I was here on a case about werewolves. I found lodging at a quiet little inn on the outskirts of town, an inn called the Come On Inn. Curious spelling on the name of it. As I walked through the front door, I saw the innkeeper, a quiet little man with very thick glasses.
Welcome to the Come On Inn. You already have a reservation?
Yes, under Albuquerque.
Under Albuquerque?
Dick.
All right. What brings you to these parts?
Well, I'm here on a case. I'm a paranormal investigator. Have you heard of me?
Well, I have to say, you're our only guest tonight, so you've got your choice of rooms. One room we call the Sunrise Room. This room has a beautiful view of, as you might have guessed, the Sunrise Cafe, just across the parking lot.
Are they all sunrise themed, or,
Well, no, the second room is what we call the Lady's Suite. Now, this room might be our most comfortable room, but it's done up in pink and lace, and some fellas don't feel comfortable in there.
I'll take the Lady's Suite.
Hold on, let me tell you more. There's another room we call the Murder Room.
Murder?
This is where a murder just happened.
Just happened?
Torn apart like it was an animal that done it.
An animal, you say?
It's a total mystery. So you say you'd like to have the Lady's Room?
Yes, is that adjacent to the Murder Room?
It's actually right across the hall.
Perfect. I'll begin my investigation there.
All right. Here, I'll help you with your bags.
Thank you. Yeah, they're quite heavy. They're mostly filled with whiskey bottles.
Jesus! Well, you know, son, I love a guy who drinks a little bit, but not too much. So I have to say, I'm going to ask you to leave most of this stuff outside.
What?
About 3/4 of your booze, you'll have to leave it outside.
What?
7.5 out of 10 of these bottles need to be left outside.
It was then that I found myself going to a different hotel, one more friendly to people of my persuasion. And that persuasion is detective.
Welcome to the Gilded Paw.
Well, hello there. I'm Dick Albuquerque, paranormal investigator. I'm in the town next over on a case, but I can't stay there.
Oh, well, thank you for coming to this establishment.
Are there any restrictions on luggage here?
Not that I know of, and I've worked here my entire life.
All right, great. I'll just have a room.
Excellent.
Any room?
Any room?
Doesn't
Would you like
matter.
Me to name all of them?
No, I'm good. I got that at the last place.
Well, let me just randomly select a room for you. Yes, this one's quite good. 301.
Oh, 301, that's a good number.
We call that the Red Room.
The Red Room? Mm-hmm. Oh, why do they call it that?
Well, it's green inside, but some stuff happened a while ago that nobody likes to talk about, except for me, if you want to know.
All right, well, if you want to hire me to look into it, here's my card.
Dick Albuquerque.
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 I know it's not a real card and it's just my name and number on a napkin, but that's the best I can do.
Well, I'll give you a call about our problem in this hotel when you're finished, I guess, with the other hotel.
Yeah, that could probably be like, I don't know, like the next episode or something.
Sure. Here's your room key.
Thank you.
Ooh, that's a lot of luggage. Would you like the boy to help you with that?
That'd be great. Thank you.
Boy!
It was then that I saw a man the size of two men. Same amount of arms as a normal man, but just a giant of a man.
It's me, Pa!
Rufus, can you please take these bags up to room 301? You know which one I'm talking about. The red one that's green on the inside.
All right. These are as light as a feather.
That young boy of mine has got more strength than I have ever seen, and I don't know why, because it's not genetic.
I hope you pay him well.
I don't. He's my boy. I pay him in room and board and some crackers. But he seems to get along fine. He finds his sustenance somehow. I don't ask questions.
After the monstrosity of a man showed me to my room, I took a trip into New Lichensburg to meet the person who hired me, the chief of police, whose name escapes me at this moment. I imagine we'll find out in the next scene. I'm here to see the chief of police. I'm Dick Albuquerque, paranormal investigator.
There's no chief here.
Oh?
The chief was eaten!
Shit.
That's right, the chief was eaten.
That... by... a werewolf?
You really kind of jumped to werewolf there. No, he was eaten over at the Sunrise Cafe about a half hour ago, but I'm not sure where he is now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, chief was eaten.
Yeah.
All right, I'll,
Past tense!
But you know who was eaten by a werewolf? The deputy.
Oh, the deputy.
Deputy was eaten by a werewolf, or so we think.
Yeah, that's what I'm here to look into. The chief called me...
Ain't all up!
Dick, to help you...
Chief called you a dick?
No, I'm Dick. Dick's my name. Dick Albuquerque. Paranormal investigator.
Okay.
We can go look for the chief for you if you want and bring him back over here, but it might take a minute. We don't have phones around here.
Strange.
You know, it actually has made life so simple and so easy.
I feel present.
It was at that moment that a woman stormed into the police station screaming bloody murder.
Help! Help! There's been a bloody murder and I need someone to solve it.
Solve it, you say?
Yes!
Well, that's what I'm here for. Just point the way.
Someone killed my dear Robert.
Robert, you say?
Robert, he's been torn to pieces outside our Mercedes.
Your Mercedes?
Outside our Mercedes, torn to pieces.
How far away is this?
Across the road. Right across the street out there.
This road? It was at that moment that I found myself walking across the road to find a horror show. Blood everywhere. From the dividing line in the middle of the road to the drugstore, and all across the drugstore's window. Definitely the work of a werewolf. Or anything else that makes that kind of mess. Not that many werewolves. I've only encountered two, and they took their own lives in shame. I didn't really solve those cases. Doesn't help that when they die, they turn back into a human. No one really believes me, but maybe this time will be different. All right, Dick Albuquerque, paranormal investigator, I'm on the scene.
All right. Nothing to see here.
Shit.
Oh, my God. Sweet Mary and Joseph, what are you doing here?
I'm here on a case.
Chief, you found him. Mr. Albuquerque, I was getting the chief for you. Here he is.
Oh, I'm familiar.
Looks like you already know each other.
Oh, criminy Christ, it's Dick Albuquerque. I moved to New Lichensburg to get away from this old... ye banshee, and now he comes storming back into me life.
So you're the Dick Albuquerque that broke my chief's heart?
I wouldn't say that.
He wouldn't say that. That's not how he would put it. Should I tell him, chief?
Oh, please, be my guest.
You broke his heart. That's basically it. I already said it, but I'll say it again.
I didn't break his heart. The mummy broke his heart.
Is this true, chief?
Potatoes.
Yeah, it was a case with the museum and...
We don't have to get into it right
mummy
now.
Mummy box.
All that we need to know is that this old bag of rocks has come walking back into me life, and he wants to patch things up. Well, I never...
You called me.
Oh, where do you get off? I didn't call no paranormal investigator.
Well, someone did.
I don't like it when people are mean... to my chief.
Ah, crap. Is tonight a full moon? Shit. Luckily, at that point, I remembered that I had powdered wolfsbane in my pocket. Wolfsbane sand! As I threw the powdered wolfsbane in his face,
Jesus
he started
Christ.
Sputtering.
I'm just a humble cop again.
Well, I guess this case is all but wrapped up, and my deputy and I need to have a little talking to about him being an old werewolf and killing all the townsfolk. But there's one mystery left that I would like you to solve, Mr. Albuquerque, if that's your real name.
It is.
Just who in the hell called you? Because it sure as hell wasn't me.
It was at that moment that I realized, if the chief didn't call me, who did?
Next time on Dick Albuquerque, Paranormal Investigator.
I'm gonna need more candy.
Honkshu. Honkshu. That's how people sleep, right? Honkshu? You get the idea. I'll see you in another 5 months, maybe. Never forget, I hate you.
The Sketchy Show is a Cactus Radio production. You can contact us at podcast@cactusrodeo.com. Subscribe and follow on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify, and follow Cactus Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more entertainment and updates.